This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
To have you with us, welcome to hour number two. It is Radio Night Live from New York. And it is also the hour that we dub the Ladies' Lounge. Why do we do this? Because for the last 9 years, I have made it a point to say that despite the fact that talk radio is largely focused on, programmed by, talented by, targeted to men, that I feel like we're missing half the conversation. So I have searched the world long and hard for women of tremendous expertise in a whole array of arenas to come and share with us their wisdom and their insights on what's going on in the world today. And tonight we've got a couple of great ladies with us. Quickly to the big board, Michelle Tafoya, formerly of NBC. She is the maven of the sidelines. She knows more about football than most men. And she's going to tell us why she's stepping away from the game with her new podcast called Sideline Sanity. Produced by the Salem Podcast Network. And then a little bit later on, the Independent Women's Forum, Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us. The documentary that she's been producing on gender identity crisis, I believe is the name of it. They are now trying to prevent that from being viewed and seen on big tech, and she's going to break down some of the challenges that they are now dealing with in terms of getting that documentary out there. Anyway, so I want to get to all that. I also want to say thank you to those of you that have heard and responded to our need. There are about 77 women slaves that we are still trying to liberate this year before Christmas with Sudan, in Sudan. From the Christian Solidarity International. If you've been following me all year long, you know that we've already liberated about 130. But we are counting down the day till we have all of the names on this year's list, which is 192 to begin with, out. So we need your help. Please go and make the call, 888-342-1010. You can also go directly to the website called bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org, and be listening next week as we will do some more special coverage of this and what's happening. But, friends, these women were taken as slaves during the Sudanese Civil War, and the world governments never freed them, even when they caused a ceasefire and an eventual peace agreement and the formation of a new country. The slaves were left behind. And so Christian Solidarity International is doing it. We have been doing it for the last number of years. We've liberated through just this show alone about 2,800 human lives that have found freedom and would not have without our efforts. It costs $250 to get that slave started on a brand new life. It gives them everything they need to get started, including medical help, counseling, other things that they need as they are recovering. So I hope that you will join us in that effort tonight. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. Please help us tonight and do what you can. Some of you give every year. The McCulloughs have, for the last couple of years, dedicated ourselves to freeing one slave per month. If you would like to take the 12 for 12 challenge, we would love that. And just for tonight, by the way, if you call in the next 10 minutes, your gift is going to be matched slave for slave. For every person that you liberate, there's another donor that's already stepped forward and said, I'm gonna match that up to a certain amount. So please go right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org. Now, speaking of women, speaking of ladies, and maybe sometimes not so much ladies, there were a couple of things that caught my attention this week that went viral. I don't know if you saw this. It was on social media yesterday.
Security!
what utterly ridiculousness and pathetic excuses for young ladies those two girls are. Throwing that was on Van Gogh's sunflowers that they put that substance, whatever it was. And then the brilliance of what these women are told to do today. Do something really fun. Glue yourself to the wall. So they put glue on their hands and stuck it to the wall. Crazy glue. So that they'd stick to the wall. And there they are protesting. Who knows what they're protesting? You can't even really tell. But they decided to ruin Van Gogh's sunflowers to make their point. Now that's kind of your picture of who Democrat politicians are targeting this year for the election. That's the kind of women that they want to vote for them. Let me show you the opposite of that, because this went down in an Encinitas, California school board meeting, and this is the very essence, this is the very crux of who I think is going to show up in the polls this year. Take a listen to this mom in Encinitas, California.
I just want to know what it is that makes a drag show family friendly, because if you follow it to its logical conclusion, you can slap family-friendly titles on anything. You can have family-friendly gentlemen's clubs, family-friendly strip shows, family-friendly 50 Shades of Grey read-aloud. Will you approve my flyer if I want to host in all the sex secrets of the Kama Sutra for kids and families, if it's family-friendly? Mm-hmm. My question.
Wow.
What is it about a grown man, and I honestly, sincerely, as a woman, mean this, what is it about a grown man costumed in a sparkly bra with augmented boobs busting out, a leather miniskirt barely covering his twerking ass with tuck tape on his front while spreading his fishnetted legs as he rides on the ground, grinding his groin next to a minor, family-friendly? You owe us an answer.
No.
And you know, you don't get to hide by just taking something down off Peachtree and calling it a day. You owe an explanation and an apology. A massive problem with child porn, with sex trafficking. You, a little school district board of adults, made the decision to feature an event to hypersexualize young children. Do you want to know that the word that defines that? It's groomer. You all played the activist pimp for an aligned surgical center and for a 21-plus gay bar. It makes you groomers and activist pimps. And we won't have those sitting on a school board who oversees the education of our children. You all stepped out of line. You should be ashamed.
Yes.
There's nothing loving.
No.
There's nothing. Let's unite and include, because the logical conclusion of that is you end up in diabolical evil. There are boundaries, and you don't slap family-friendly titles on stuff to cover your ass.
All right. All right, there's the mom, and she spoke her mind, and I would say it's fairly obvious that she's not going to back down from this. And the thing that you need to know about this is Ensenada is very close to San Francisco. It's part of the most liberal portion of California, and they replaced school board members in San Francisco's school district this last year because of some of the same nonsense. Friends, if you are fearful that your child's school district is getting out of control, you need to take some inspiration from these moms that are not taking this anymore. They're not sitting back. They're not going to let the school board just do whatever they want and experiment freely on your kids and their future and their education and their relational experiences. They're not going to let them do it. And that's what the entire country has to be in about 13 days. In about 13 days, we've got a decision to make in terms of how the Senate and the House, a lot of state assemblies, a lot of state senates, gubernatorial seats. We've got a big decision to make. And we need people like that mom, not just standing there giving her mind to the school board. She needs to run for office. She needs to run the school board. Friends, we've sat back for so long because you have no idea how hard it is. We're working two or three jobs. We're trying to pay our bills. We just can't dedicate ourselves to just being, involved in all this stuff all the time. I get that. That's part of the reason why I do this job. is so that I can give you significant bits of information that you can then take and use in your own activity. You can forward to your friends. If you're not following me on Instagram, please do that. We're going to put more of these videos up over time. But you've got to stay educated and you've got to stay engaged. Doesn't mean you have to live it 24/7. Nobody wants to do that. I don't want to do that. I get tired of this stuff. But we've got to fight the fight because our kids are worth it. No? I think that they are. All right, coming up, she is the maven of the sidelines. She was for the NFL Super Bowl last year for NBC. Michelle Tafoya, sportscaster par excellence, and now podcast host is going to join me. A little bit later on, Kelsey Bowler, and then back to the new music spotlight because Carly Pierce is back on the music spotlight stage. That's all straight ahead this hour on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, super glad to have you with us, and I'm really excited about my next guest. As you know, something I'm known for in the talk radio universe, and it's a fairly small one. We get together at the Talkers Convention in New York every year. It's like 200 people in one room. It is a very, very small world. But as you know, I'm probably the one that is most insistent in that entire room of making sure that we include female voices as part of the conversation. But for this main reason, spoken word media has for a long time, and talk radio before it, been a place where mostly men program, voice, talent, listen, produce the stuff. And I think we're missing out on half the discussion. So I'm always very pleased to welcome in women of all sorts of expertise, from the great Leslie Stahl at 60 Minutes to First Ladies to you name it. And today, I think we break another barrier. I don't think I've ever had one of the leading female sportscasters in any of that mix thus far. And to get to have Michelle Tafoya to be the first in that category is a real treat. You know Michelle's work from TV. She is the maven of the sideline. There is no one that knows it better, and she joins us now. Michelle, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me. That is interesting that so much of this has been dominated by men. I guess that's sort of been the way of the world, but I hadn't thought of it before with talk radio, but you're right.
Well, you know what? Well, it's simply audience recognition. 45-plus male is the demo. That's what they're aiming for. But I had a theory 9 years ago, and I think it's proven correct, that men want to hear what women have to say, too. And so even if you're attracting that audience, why leave out half of the great ideas that are out there by not going there? So anyway, we do. But something you tweeted recently kind of caught my eye along that line. You had a picture of yourself with the great Mr. Gumbel and Mr. Collinsworth. And you said something about...
Oh, you mean Al Michaels.
I'm sorry, Michaels. Yes. No, yeah. Gumbel's on the other network.
Yes.
But the fantastic Al Michaels should be forever Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Absolutely.
But you said something in that post about how you've often been the only woman in the room. Tell my viewers and listeners what you meant by that.
What I meant by that was I didn't make it a hurdle for myself. That I know that a lot of people want to put hurdles in front of themselves. Maybe as a, if I fail, in case I fail at this sports broadcasting bit, I can always say it was because I was a woman. And there just weren't enough women. And women have it harder. And women are victims. And I just wasn't going to play that card. When I went into it, I said, I remember all these people saying, you're going into a man's world. And I thought, okay, maybe that's true. But I'm not going to look at it that way. I'm going to look at it as I'm going to compete against other journalists in the world of sports journalism. I don't care who they are, what their background is. I'm just going to go outwork them. And I just didn't make it about identity. And I just think that too much of us do that these days, whether it's about your skin color, some other immutable aspect, your gender, your ethnic background, I'm Hispanic, whatever. I just wasn't going to do that. I felt that that would be putting a barrier in my own way, and I'd like to encourage other people, men and women, not to do that, just to go work hard. Be a professional at whatever it is you do.
Yeah, Shell, I so appreciate what you just said, because you just validated my theory of broadcasting for the last 9 years, so thank you for that. Yeah. But I do have a tough question for you, and I think it's one that someone like you would be uniquely qualified to give me an answer on, because it's been one of those discussions where two guys at the pub are discussing it, and they get into an argument about it. I've had it with my wife. I've had other women answer the same question. And the kind of universal answer has been not what I had expected. And so I just wanted, setting you up for this, obviously.
I am prepping myself for this question.
I noticed Major League Baseball this year has a female color commentator in some of the playoff games. And for a long time, the NFL has used some of you stars, you legitimate broadcast stars, on the sidelines, but not in the booth. And I guess you could apply that to a number of other sports as well. But for baseball and for football in particular, I've often wondered,
Do the audiences find it significant that a woman would be in that number two position, especially the color commentator position, because that's usually a former player of some sort?
Right. And I think in the case of the woman in baseball, she was a former,
softball player.
Yeah, star.
My wife and I have this discussion, and she's like, why would anybody believe that that person is as knowledgeable as some other athlete that could be sitting there that played the game that maybe also went to communication school? And I've never had a good answer that didn't come out sounding sexist. So
well, that's
what's
the problem,
answer to
isn't
that?
It? There are, like, I probably know a whole lot more about the NFL than a lot of men, right?
Yeah, but they don't have you in the booth. I mean,
right.
They put you on the sideline.
Understood. But when I'm competing against a Chris Collinsworth, a Tony Romo, a Troy Aikman, they're going to want to hear the Chris Collinsworth, the Tony Romo, the Troy Aikman. Because, yeah, not only did those guys play, they played at an extremely high level.
Yeah.
As an analyst, you need to dissect plays. And no matter how good someone gets at it, we still don't have women who have played in the NFL. We're starting to have coaches and officials, which is cool. And my friend Sarah Thomas, who's the first female official in the NFL, I could see her one day retiring from the field and being one of those rules experts that they have now on all the NFL broadcasts, which she would be fantastic at that. I can see that. But it is hard to say, let me listen to someone who's, I don't care who it is, who's never played the game, analyze this play.
Or even if they played, I mean, because you did have, one Division I kicker a year ago or so that hit a field goal from 22 yards or something out. And I know it broke a barrier, and I know that it was significant. But I think sometimes, Michelle, and you were talking about immutable traits to people's DNA and how that shouldn't judge one way or the other. I also think in kind of God's economy, and I am a person of faith, so I do believe in God. But I just think there is this, it's just okay to say sometimes, you know what, maybe not every little girl is going to grow up to be Brian Urlacher. Maybe my daughter is intended to be a phenomenal athletic trainer in the organization helping bones heal, or maybe she's gifted in some other, like a referee. I don't see any barriers to some of them doing a lot of those jobs, but if you have to be 300 pounds and bench press 600 pounds to, you know, go knock a quarterback on his fanny, you're just not going to find that many boned, muscled women that are going to be able to fulfill that role. And I think it's okay in a society as diverse as ours to say sometimes it doesn't work out.
You either have a Y chromosome or you don't.
Now you're going somewhere.
It's basic, right? So my daughter plays soccer, and she has a great kicking leg. She's always called upon to do the corner kick. She's terrific. She'll sit at a football game with me and watch someone attempt a field goal and say, I bet I could do that. And I'd say to her, I bet you could make the field goal, but what if something happened to the snap and it went bad and all of a sudden all those huge guys were running at you?
6'8", 280 pounds.
Would you want to be there? And she kind of goes, no. I mean, she's realistic. It's realistic. You know, this is the world as it is.
Yeah.
So when you're a kicker, even if you're in the NFL, you're still required to maybe make a tackle or jump on a fumble and be at the bottom of a pile if something goes wrong in the kicking operation.
She's the incredible Michelle Tafoya, and we're coming right back on Radio Night Live. Another segment with the maven of the sideline. You don't want to miss the rest of our conversation. I'm looking forward to it as well. Plus, a little bit later on, back in the music spotlight, it is Carly Pearce with a follow-up to her debut just last hour. All right, straight ahead. That's all right here. Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Both Miami quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa and Teddy Bridgewater, have completed all of the return-to-play steps required by the NFL and are no longer in the league's recently revised concussion protocols. A person with knowledge of the decisions spoke on condition of anonymity because the moves were not announced publicly by the Dolphins. The news that 70 million people will see an 8.7% boost in their Social Security checks next year came just weeks before Election Day, but it is unlikely to give Democrats the edge they are desperately seeking at the polls. Funerals for miners killed in a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey began Saturday as officials raised the death toll to at least 41 people. Desperate relatives had waited all night in the cold outside the state-owned Turkish Hard Coal Enterprises mine in the town of Amasra in the Black Sea coastal province of Bartın, hoping for news. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
This is why I love the name of your podcast. So I use those two questions to set this up.
Okay.
Sideline Sanity is the name of Michelle's podcast, friends. And what you need to do is you need to listen to this woman's common sense, because is she as good as she is on the gridiron, she's even better at real life. And I want to ask you a little bit about, so what happened at NBC? How did you find yourself not doing football anymore? And what are you most excited about this new chapter?
So I chose this new chapter. Several years ago, I gave NBC my notice. And for a variety of reasons, they asked me to stay on another year. I got them through COVID. You know, that was going to be a weird year, and I didn't want to leave them high and dry. I'm very close to the production crew there. And then they said, please just get us through the Super Bowl. How about? So I stayed on. I left of my own accord because I needed to have a voice in the public square. And when you're on the number one show on television, you respect that property enough to say, you know, I don't want a court controversy. I don't want to say anything that half the country is going to be angry at me for. So I'm just going to keep it to myself while I'm doing this show. I respect this show. I respect everyone on it. And we're not going to go get into the weeds about some other political controversy. So I waited. And I was kind of going crazy waiting. And so I finally, you know, I said, let's get that Super Bowl in L.A. Let's do it. Let's walk off in a blaze of glory and go pursue something else. As small as it is relative to the job I had before, you know, we were in front of 20 million viewers, sometimes more. And that's not what I have at this podcast yet. Yeah. But, you know, this is so important to me. I have kids. I want their future to be on solid ground. And yeah. I'm worried about the country right now. So I'm going to speak up about it.
Well, and I find that refreshing. And I actually think that that's one of the reasons why you caught Phil Boyce's eye and others. And they said, hey, we need to amplify this. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, because I feel like we cannot have enough voices talking common sense and even in winsome ways, criticizing what's going wrong,
yeah.
But in winsome ways, providing solutions to turn it around and set it straight again. And that's what we try to be, at least here. Let me ask you, another one of your Twitter posts caught my producer's eye, and it was about this school that banned the flying of the police, the law enforcement support version of the American flag. And if people have seen this, it's a black and white version of the American flag with a big blue line through the middle, obviously talking about the thin blue line, talking about the layer of law enforcement that protects citizens from criminals on a regular basis. And they decided, for whatever reason, the school decided to not allow kids to fly that flag at their local football games. Now, maybe you have insight on what happened at the school, but you posted a very blunt response to this, saying that bans are bad ideas all the way around.
Yeah.
Some of the criticism that came back on that post was, well, you're not saying the same thing about parents who are trying to get books banned in school libraries. And I was like, well, okay, if you know anything about that controversy, it's entirely of a different type of moral nature than what the
yeah.
flag flying at the... But isn't this part of the problem, Michelle, that people can't discern between the actual difference between good and evil? And so they're configurating everything into one big mess.
Into one argument, yeah. If I say bans are bad, and I'm not talking about... Well, look, I don't think it's appropriate to have sexually charged books in a elementary school library. I don't.
Especially for 5-day-year-olds. I mean, let's
be real here. But to promote a police department or the police in general, the fact that police are controversial in America right now, to some, is really disheartening. It really is. That flag has become controversial. And I do not like bans. I'm a free speech absolutist. But if I'm paying taxes on a public school, for a public school, and they're infiltrating some stuff that is inappropriate for school-aged children, that's another matter. Now, parents, if they want to expose their kids to that book, go buy it in a bookstore. Go check it out at a public library, whatever. But in a taxpayer-funded child environment, that book doesn't need to be there. And, you know, yeah, it is a slippery slope. Well, what's really sexually explicit? I think you know it when you see it. And the fact that, you know it when you see it, and I think the fact that we find that thing debatable is disingenuous and intellectually dishonest.
That's the point. And the other point is that the culture is sliding, to your point. The culture
is
moving. People of values aren't moving. I'm not changing my mind about what I think and feel about what's appropriate for my kids. The culture is trying to make me feel bad for believing that. Michelle Tafoya,
if
people want to get your podcast, it's at all aggregators everywhere.
Everywhere you get your podcast. Sideline Sanity, just subscribe. You can also see us on YouTube. So everywhere you find your podcast, we are there.
A proud new product of the Salem Podcast Network and a new member of the Salem Media family. It's Michelle Tafoya. It's an honor to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
If there is one thing in my broadcast career that I will never, ever apologize for, it was the decision I made many years ago to incorporate as many female voices into the mix of the daily discussion of what's going on as possible, because I think by doing so, we've opened up minds and eyes and ears to information that otherwise just would have been shielded from being there. And I'm immensely proud of what that has done for listeners and what it has done in my own life in terms of helping me see more sides to every story. And I'm very, very glad for the women that have contributed in that fashion all along. And Kelsey Bowler has been one of them for the longest time, who has cheerled me, I guess, in that endeavor and encouraged me to keep going. And I'm so grateful for what she's doing these days, as she has been really opening people's eyes to the issue of this whole transitioning thing that schools are kind of facilitating against parents' wishes. It spills over into the courts. The courts take action against parents' wishes. And she's detailing all of it in the brand new documentary that she's producing for Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey Bowler rejoins us. Hello, Kelsey.
Hey, Kevin. It is my honor to be back with you.
I appreciate that. Now, we've been kind of detailing the journey of your documentary in recent weeks, and you guys have run into, not surprising here, a little bit of cancellation on the promotion of your videos. What's going on?
Yes, so Independent Women's Forum saw a major gap in the narrative regarding the transgender movement. We see a lot of videos and stories celebrating children who quote-unquote transition, but rarely do you hear about the harms this movement is causing, the irreversible damage that it is inflicting on children who are too young to consent. So in an attempt to change that, IWF has published a series of videos from mothers whose daughters fell victim to the transgender movement and detransitioners, biological women who identified as boys and went down the path of a medical transition only to regret it a short time later. All we did with these videos are allow these individuals to tell their stories in their own words on camera. And how has big tech responded? They have blocked and censored us every step of the way. We have faced labels such as sensitive content, harmful content, discrimination, health issues, all as justification to prevent us from being able to advertise and promote these videos. One of them did get pulled down for privacy reasons. We were able to get that back up, so thankfully all our videos are still online. Organically, you are able to watch them and find them. But I'll tell you, one side of this conversation is able to promote and share their content, and we are being overtly censored. And what I would argue is that when the reckoning comes, when society finally understands and accepts the harm that this movement has inflicted on children, the irreversible damage, big tech will not play an active role. This is something I believe everyone who is a part of this public censorship needs to hear. They need to think long and hard about whether it is right to live in a country of free speech. But what big tech is essentially telling those on one side of this debate is, we don't want to hear your stories, so we're going to block them from the internet.
Yeah. Kelsey, if you could just check your wireless service just where you are and get it to a stable setting, and then just don't move, because we're getting you clear, and then we're getting you a little bit fuzzy in and out. So let me ask you, if big tech is taking this approach in censoring everything or wanting to at least minimize the accessibility of what your videos are doing, and they're so willful to allow the other side to say anything and everything that it wants to, what is IWF's response to this? Have you discussed legal action or, you know, considering further steps?
Well, I'll tell you that actually three of the largest medical organizations, supposed advocates for children, actually asked the DOJ in a letter this week to crack down on what they deem as misinformation online, which is essentially just individuals such as Billboard Chris exposing the physicians that are conducting harm. They also call on big tech to do more to prevent quote-unquote misinformation. We all know what they mean there. What they mean is exactly what Independent Women's Forum has experienced in preventing us from promoting these videos, advertising them to a wide audience. And so, you know, of course, the first step is calling them out. Asking for a response, you know, when we ask for their reasoning of why, you know, this is harmful information, of course they don't respond, and we will hold them accountable for that. But, you know, this is one small piece of a very large story with conservative views being censored by big tech. It does to continue publishing these stories, doing all we can to allow people to organically find them. And we are also in the process of launching an in-person video screening where individuals can come and meet some of the moms and detransitioners who we're featuring in these stories, talk to them, hear their stories firsthand. Because, look, they can work hard to censor them, but ultimately they can't shut them up.
Yeah. Well, and kudos to IWF and to you specifically, Kelsey, for all that you're doing on those fronts. Kelsey, always appreciate it. Keep up the great work. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Stay here. And if you'd like more information about the gender crisis identity, gender identity, so named a documentary that Kelsey Bowler has been working on, please go to the Independent Women's Forum's website. IWF.org is where you can go and see the work that she's done. It is really, really, really good, and I hope that you will. Coming up next, our final music selection from the New Music Spotlight tonight, Carly Pearce with a second new song from her most recent album, and looking forward to that. That's just after these messages on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Carly Pearce.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mom always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me wrong, put me first, be a man of his words, stay home cause he wanted to. Always fought for my love, hold on tight like it's something that he couldn't stand to lose. The devil's in the detail, I won't tell the hell that he put me through. All the know is in the end, it wasn't what he did, no, it was what he didn't do. And I ain't taking time to turn around. So I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. And that's just dirty laundry, I don't need to hear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home cause he wanted to. And always fight for my love, hold on tight like it's something that he can't stand to lose. The devil's in the detail, I won't tell the hell that he put me through. All the noise in the end, it wasn't what he did, no, it was what he didn't do.
The brand newest music from Carly Pearce on the New Music Spotlight by the same titled album, What He Didn't Do, her latest single, climbing the charts quickly. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being here. And a big thanks to all who were part of the show, Rick Grinnell, also Imran Ansari, Michelle Tafoya, Kelsey Bowler, and I hope, friends, that that includes you coming back next week as well. It's Radio Night Live. Miss any of it? Get the podcast. We are on all podcast aggregators streaming globally.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.